This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. We haven't done this for a while because there have been no high school sports since like March 10th. And, of course, we learned this week, Brian Roush, that the spring state tournament series, they've all been canceled. Now they're leaving the door open maybe to have some senior nights, things of that nature. Summer contact days have been canceled at this time. So what do guys like us do in small market radio when there's been no high school sports since March? Man, it's crazy, isn't it?
It sure is, and I tell you what, first and foremost, Jim, it's great to hear your voice. I kind of miss talking to you on a week-by-week basis, but, you know, March is always kind of that time where we would kind of wind down a little bit and then look ahead to April and May where we would be looking at spring sports, and now would be the time where we'd be doing some baseball games and getting ready for the softball postseason, but it's basically come into work and go home and the same routine day after day. What about the impact on your daily life?
Well, it's just crazy going from, you know, I mean, you do all the basketball games in the winter months where, you know, every couple of days you got something going on, and you get through the high-octane postseason of boys basketball or girls basketball. I know you have the state tournament run, and then you expect, spring sports. For us, we were expecting a deep run because of a program like Rock Ridge. And lo and behold, as this spring goes along, we learn the entire spring thing is canceled. And then, you know, you look at a small market radio thing where you have the impact of the loss of revenue from broadcasting these high school sports. So there's really kind of a lot of factors in play. And we know, you know, small schools in sports and community are so synonymous, and there's just like such this big hole when you don't have things like that going on.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, as much as I feel bad for you know, the small market radio stations like yours and ours, you know, I feel even worse for the athletes, especially those seniors out there. And I know they've tried at a number of schools to do something to acknowledge them, like putting the lights on and having a drive-through parade and some things like that. But I just feel awful for them, because hopefully you and I will get a chance to broadcast softball and baseball and follow track in the future. But for some of those athletes, this is probably the last time that they were going to play those organized sports, and it just suddenly and pretty much without warning was taken away from them.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, Brian, is how do we resume? When do we resume? And that's a big question mark about, will there be a fall sports season? That's the next big question now, is where will there be a fall sports season? And again, we're talking about going from March, I think it was the Tuesday of the 1A, 2A super sectionals, when everything got canceled from that point on. So you're looking at, we're well over a month now. There's going to be nothing in May, nothing in June. Summer contact days are out. So now we worry about mid-August. And, you know, as each calendar day goes along, and if the stay-at-home order gets extended, I personally am worried. I really am worried about the fall, and I can't imagine, one, not having spring sports. We're experiencing that. But then, man, if you transition to the fall and you can't have fall high school sports either, man, that's a pretty tough scene.
It is, and that just sounds so disappointing. I hope that maybe something happens in this fight against the pandemic that, you know, makes that not an option. But I know you're not only talking, you know, from a concerned perspective, but you have some insight as well after talking to Craig Anderson of the IHSA.
Yeah, and it was funny because I told Craig Anderson, and I'll tell you this, you know, we would have sometimes, like, we talk to different people or have these like debates, these, and now we can look back and say, man, these were dumb debates. Why did we get so fired up about, you know, district scheduling in conference affiliation? And now, you know, that seems so like secondary, and I wish we could have those dumb arguments now, but now it's just a big concern of, are we gonna have interscholastic athletics anytime soon? And it, like you mentioned, it's just so sad that you don't get that. And you know, there's school not in session. You talk to a lot of kids. They'll take missing 3 or 4 days, but after this drags on, I know my middle daughter. She wants to be back in school, and it's just sad that you think about kids that go to prom. They don't get that. Seniors aren't going to get a graduation in May. Now I hear some schools maybe Brian will do something later in the summer, but it's just really weird not having those events that are so tied to the community. You know, that when we talk about interscholastic athletics, school activities, and community, and just not getting that for an extended period of time. Like I said, it's a huge hole.
It sure is, and it's been disappointing for so many people. And knowing a lot of these athletes, you and I both interact with them on a regular basis. You get to know them, and you feel like, you know, wow, how unfortunate for some of these fine young people that they weren't able to finish out their seasons. And I know in the whole scheme of things, it's probably not the most important thing, and some people kind of, you know, downplay that and whatever, but for these kids, it's something they've worked for a long time, and to not have the chance to compete due to something way out of their control, that is tough to take.
Yeah, and then the other thing, from our standpoint, you know, the content of not having it to talk about, you know, in these small towns, which it's a topic of conversation. How's the local team doing in whatever activity? And, you know, just from our jobs, not being able to talk about that, you know, we're missing that too, because in radio, it's, you know, a medium of the spoken word, and you can't really speak a lot about high school teams. So there's that too, and especially when we go along here each day, no game, no game, no game, no game, no game. And, you know, our local listenership, that's what they want to hear about, the local teams. Well, local teams ain't playing.
Yeah, and you can't make that run to the diamond to watch, you know, your softball or baseball team, or you can't go to the track and watch a track meet. And a lot of people, that's a community event. You know, bring your lawn chair and catch up with people maybe you haven't seen for a while. And with the weather getting nice, it generally would be a time we would be out and about and socializing after kind of being not necessarily locked in over the winter, but, you know, you're kind of kept at bay a little bit of getting out too much, and then suddenly when that gets here, we have to shelter in place.
Yeah, and I guess the one final thing that I think about is, you know, if you're an NCAA athlete and you were cheated of your spring sport, well, you know, the NCAA is making arrangements and they're giving that extra year of eligibility for those student athletes. You know, I was thinking about it here from an IHSA standpoint of kids that are seniors and they're not going to go on to play anywhere. And maybe their main sport was track and field, or maybe their main sport was softball or baseball, or, you know, even an activity like bass fishing that's canceled. And you don't get at the IHSA level, if you're a senior, you don't get the extra year. I was thinking a neighborhood kid for me, Cade Sharp, lives down the street as a senior, good baseball player for Mercer County. He doesn't get to play a senior year, and he doesn't get, you know, to make that up. And I just think about, and he's just one example of that. And I think of all of those seniors out there that were really looking for, well, one, senior night, but two, maybe this was the year they felt, man, I can do something special, my team can do something special, and they don't get to play one stinking game. And that, to me, is a pretty painful reality in all this, I guess.
Yeah, I completely understand that and concur with that. And as you say, for some of the athletes that have gone through the other sports, and spring sports are their, you know, favorite or the ones that they're best at, it has to be especially tough for them. But and before we close, I do have just one more thing to kind of talk about, some news on the football front. But if we could just mention that in a second. But I feel like you do, that, you know, for many, they have now competed in their last organized baseball game, softball game, or
Yep. All right. And I would assume I had heard some chatter. Is this about eight man up your way? Is there some more teams going that way?
It is. Yes. The latest is, and it was as of this week that Milledgeville voted to go in 2021. They will go 11-man this fall and then head over to 8-man the next year. And also AFC and Amboy. So you're starting to see, I'm not going to say a run towards the 8-man, but you're starting to see a little bit of a defection. And I think, you know, from our standpoint around here, that's probably a good thing. You're going to have more and more teams locally to cut down on the travel that the 8-man teams already have had to go through the last couple of years.
So what does that mean? And you said that's effective 2021. So what is that going to mean for the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference with three of those teams leaving? Does that leave it an even school, one, basically just a conference, or are they still going to have enough for two divisions?
You know, that's a good question. I didn't really look at the numbers, but I would think after they realigned last year that you will probably likely see them, you know, have the possibility, depending on if anyone else goes, the possibility of having just one division. You know, I haven't heard anything official. I have to check into that. But, you know, when you take out three more teams, you're starting to see, you know, those numbers really drop.
Yeah, and interesting, because I know Milledgeville has had some great success at 11-man football. And then I tell you, Amboy just, well, I want to say it was, yeah, the 2012 season, the year Mercer County won the state title. I know the Golden Eagles, they were involved in a knockdown dragout with that team in the, I want to say it was the second round of the playoffs, and that game hung in the balance until the very end, and Mercer County got a key interception, or they may have lost in that second round. That was just in 2012, and now, again, Amboy going to 8-man football effective in 2021. Well, Brian Roush, I hope we're talking in late August, or I should say mid-August, about the high school football season kicking off. I'm hoping for good things here in the next few months, and we make some progress, and we can talk about interscholastic athletics on a regular basis, because I miss talking about that.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, we made the decision kind of behind the scenes that with nothing to talk about, it would be wise just to suspend operations. Well, then this week we got the word about, you know, the spring sports and the state tournament series being canceled. So it was great to get, you know, back in touch. But generally, we should have another month of conversations, which likely won't take place.
Yep. Small market radio without high school sports is a tough scene. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.